Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Yud Beis, Bechoros 12a, pagination is 23. We'll start at the beginning of the daf, Masnisin, at the Mishnah. Ein Podin, one may not redeem a firstborn donkey, lo be'egel, not with a calf, velo be'chayo, and not with a wild animal, meaning a deer, for example. The requirement is to do it biseh, which is from the sheep or the goat. So the egel, the calf, doesn't qualify. Lo b'shchuta, not with an animal that's already been shecht. It has to be live. Velo betreifa, and not with an animal that's the status of treif, even though it's alive, but it has this significant damage. Velo bekelayim, and not with a hybrid, if one mated the sheep and the goat and produced an animal that both from the father and the mother would have qualified, but because it is not a sheep or a goat, it's a hybrid, that doesn't qualify, velo bekui, and not with this specific animal, whatever it may be, that was not clear whether it's a chaya or a behema. Some pronounce it kvi, but you'll note that Art School, when it transliterates, does K-O-Y, kui. Actually, if we're going to make mention of Art School, the pronunciation would be koi, because you could see in the Hebrew the way they do the nekudos. Now, this restriction that you can't use these particular types of animals is if you're trying to take advantage of the fact that the sheep or goat can be used regardless of its price. If, however, you're going to do the transaction, the redemption, based on valuation, then you would be able to use these other things. In Shulchan Aruch, for example, Shin Chaf Aleph Hey, Im Ein Lo Sel Liftoso, if you don't have the lamb to do the redemption, Podeo Bishavyov, you do it with valuation. And the Ramah says, "V'az yachal liftos b'chol davar," and then you'd be able to do the redemption with anything, because lo amra Torah lahachmir alav ela lahakel. The Torah did not tell you strict that you have to use a lamb and there's no other way to redeem, but rather to be lenient, even if it doesn't have the same value, the donkey will still be redeemed. The Mishnah continues on the third line, V'Rabbi Eliezer Mata B'Kelayim. Rabbi Eliezer says that the case of Kelayim that we described, that was a sheep and a goat, M'Pnei Shehu Seh, it's a lamb regardless, V'Osa B'Koi M'Pnei Shehu Sofek, but he indeed says that the Koi, which is an unknown status, that is not going to qualify. The Mishnah concludes, Nasna le Kohen, once you give it to the Kohen, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have used the word once, Nasna le Kohen, if you gave the donkey to the Kohen, that means the donkey before redemption, you give it to the Kohen, after it already has the mitzvah of Petach Hamor applying to it. Nasna l'kohen, you gave the donkey to the kohen instead of redeeming it. Eina kohen rasha l'kaimo ach yafresh setachtov, the kohen cannot keep the animal and use it until he does the redemption act, because the obligation already exists regarding this animal, and redemption must be done. The significance of this final statement is really appreciated when we realize that Kohanim are not obligated to redeem their own firstborn donkey. The Mechaber Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Yutes, Kohanim Ulevim Pitura Mibchor Behema Temeya, the laws of redeeming the firstborn donkey do not apply to Kohanim and Levim. And likewise, in Sif Chaf Aleph, Shutfis Kohen O Levi Poterbo, even the partnership of a Kohen or Levi would absolve of this particular mitzvah. There are other things we mentioned. Teruma, for example, the Kohen still has to do, even if he's allowed to keep it for himself after the act of tithing. But in this case, if it was his donkey, he would have been absolved. Over here, though, the Yisrael is giving the Kohen the donkey after it already has Petar Chamor status. And therefore, Eina Kohen Rasha Lekaimo Achayafrish Set Tachtov, the Kohen can't use it until he does the transaction with the lamb, the redemption act, and he can keep the lamb. But the redemption does have to be done to allow the donkey to be used. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.